You'll find it every week in A&E. And what you were just listening to was LaRonda Steele. And what's coming up next? No? It looks like it's going to be the Randy Oxford Band. And it's $8 admission to get in here with some food. So come on down. And we're getting ready to take it over to the Randy Oxford Band.
we're live, and it's making people up here real nervous, okay?
Come on.
Thank you so much, folks. That's Virginia Clemons. Give her a hand. Virginia Clemons. Yeah, man. She won the best female blues vocalist in Washington State. Up there by the Muckleteel Blues Organization. And we'd like to feature our wonderful and I guess you'll agree with me, beautiful Hank Yanda on bass guitar.
Go.
Bye-bye. All right. right. All right. Hank Yonda.
Yeah, thank you. Randy Oxford on trombone over here.
Hey, we'll be signing CDs over at Music Millennium right after this set. But we got time for at least a couple more, so thanks for coming out. Going to feature our drummer, Ricky Hudson.
Good day, mate. Serious. Good day, mate. I'm pulling your leg. I'm pulling your leg. This is one of our sing-alongs, ladies and gentlemen. We know y'all been dying to release your constrictions. So here we go. Die-o. You're hired. Daylight come and me want to go home. Not really. One, two, three. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wondering this time where she's gone. Wondering if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Gone. My boo is gone. on your baby. Easy. Put the lime in the coconut, drink it all up. Put the lime in the coconut, drink it all up. Put the lime in the coconut. Go over to the beer garden. Look behind it on the left-hand side. You will find what we call joy juice. You say, Ricky, what is joy juice? Simple, you know. She's got rabbit's feet. She's got chicken feet. Baby girl even got pickle pig feet, y'all. With some hot sauce and crackers and a cold brew. You feel very, very good, no? It'll be like what we say. Hey, alive enough yourself.
Ricky Hudson.
Dog the Shame.
There's some blues in that song.
Oh!
I was born in Moscow. I don't mean Idaho. 1953. But now I live in New York City, the home of the brave and the land of the free. They sent my little sister to Siberia when she was just a little girl. They sent my little sister to Siberia when she was just a little girl. But now she lives in Miami Beach and she's sitting on top of the world. Come on, Randy.
organization.
Crazy about you,
we do one more.
I'm yeah.
the west bank here on the north side of the Willamette River. I'm Matt Turner, and you're the host.
We've got King Louis and the Sweet Baby James fan coming onto the Miller stage. I'm going to hand you over now to Marlies, who's going to tell you a bit about what this is all in aid of, if that's okay. Marlies.
Hi. Thanks, Matt. Hey, welcome, Matt.
Hello?
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 Oh, are we on? We're here. Okay. We're here. Don't worry. And you will get more and more music. Hey, thanks. This is just the beginning of the Waterfront Blues Festival that we get to be here every year for. This is great. Benefiting the Oregon Food Bank of many, many places they get to benefit. Hey, Matt, thank you for being here.
It's wonderful to be here. It's a beautiful afternoon here. We're basking in the glorious sunshine.
What does it take to get here? Two cans of food, right? Or an $8 and an $8 admission. But that's amazing. This is one of the largest fundraisers in the whole year for the Oregon Food Bank. And this, we'll be talking to people from the food bank, and we'll be talking about Oregon hunger issues and little intermissions. Of course, we're going to listen to music all weekend. Come and get a seat right now, because there are some seats left, but there won't be for very long, right, Matt?
It's certainly filling up here. It's absolutely amazing atmosphere. It's kind of hard to put into words, but
do they have these in England?
Have similar things, but
not like this.
Nothing like this, no.
You can even pull your boat up. That's the fun thing. And what's KBOO? We're going to be here all weekend broadcasting live, and we're going to actually, this is what our broadcast is going to be, right? All weekend long. And this
five
is
days,
one of the favorites.
Yeah.
Yes. And noon to 10 o'clock p.m.
Right
every
up.
Day.
That's right, right up to Independence Day, July the 4th, the last day.
July 4th. So regular programming is going to be kind of on hold for us for a little bit. Let's see, talk about some of the upcoming...
Right, well, next, like I said, we've got King Louis and the Sweet Baby James Band, and they're playing on the Miller stage, and... I've got to be honest, I haven't done my homework here, so I can't tell you a great deal about them.
That's okay. One of the beautiful things is you can come and get a wonderful blues notes, and this is the whole newspaper that talks about all of the bands, where they're from. I guess there's a really strong New Orleans slant this year.
A great New Orleans flavor to the festival this year. Yeah, we've got all kinds of Zydeco bands and...
Swamp Romp, featuring three of Louisiana's finest Zydeco acts, presented by the Cascade Zydeco Association.
Of course, tonight we've got Dr. John headlining, which is going to be just astonishing. I've seen him twice already in Glasgow, and both times he just absolutely blew my mind, so I can only imagine what it's going to be like watching him here with the river rolling past.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Yeah, I really can't wait for that. I finished at 7, but I'm going to be sticking around here just to see that.
And that's the wonderful thing. You can come all day long and just camp out.
Come and go. And yeah. Just
it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it's so much fun. So come by and also stay tuned to KBOO if you can't make it. And we'll be tuning you in to music and important events with the Blue Festival, how it benefits our community, and how you can participate.
I should also say that there's a very strong kind of Louisiana flavor to the music that's being played this year, and actually some of the money is also going to the Hurricane Katrina appeal, another very worthy cause, so...
It's, excellent.
Really excellent thing.
And I just got word from Eduardo de Landeros Tierra that a few KBOO listeners have heard from. At 9 tonight, we will be talking to a nonprofit organization that takes care of musicians. And so that will probably be between music sets so that it's not so, so you don't miss out on stuff. But that's an interesting idea.
Wow. Excellent. Excellent. So if you want to come on down here, we're right here.
And we're going to go back to music.
Oh, okay.
You're going to cut us off. Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bumblebee, I have enough.
Oxford Band.
Thank you.
They'll be selling the CDs over at the Music Millennium tent in about 10 minutes. Go see them over there. Take it away, South Stage.
It's one of the reasons why we're here, all to help Oregon Food Bank. In an average month, close to 200,000 people get helped by the OFB. And out of those 200,000 people, 38% are children. We also want to thank a lot of folks doing some good things with booze. The Good Neighbor Pharmacy, they're offering free health screenings and blood pressure things. We got the Oregon Potters Association with the Empty Bowls booth that for many years have been helped fund the Oregon Food Banks. Also, the Blues Cruise tickets are available at the festival store. And also right there at the Taste of New Orleans Pavilion where you can meet Chef Chris. We've got tickets for you to win to the San Francisco Blues Festival at the First Tech Blues booth. We've got the Ethos Music Lab. If you've got kids, they probably love that. Thanking our major sponsor, 2IQ Credit Union, for providing the ATM machines. We've got plenty of T-shirts, posters, CDs, and all for you to enjoy. And remember this beautiful thing we've got going here. That's all happening at the festival store. Now, this band right here you're about to see and get turned on to have a CD out in which was recorded live at the festival this year. And they're going to be donating $5 from each of those CDs sold to the festival, to the Curtis Salgado Medical Fund. And they also challenge all the musicians. Also, if you've got, if you're selling your CDs at the Music Millennium booth, they challenge the musicians to put some of that money into that Curtis Salgado Fund. That's right there at the Music Millennium Festival store, all right? And also, they will be around to sign their CDs at the Music Millennium Festival booth after they're done rocking you, which they are about to do right now. Give it up, folks. Give it up for your very own King Louie and Baby James.